AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. World shares are mixed ahead of Friday's update on the U.S. job market. The report will offer insights into how the economy is faring. And U.S. futures edged higher and oil prices fell on Friday. The Trump-Musk feud continues to escalate. Elon Musk is threatening to decommission the SpaceX Dragon space capsule. It brings supplies and astronauts to the International Space Station. Musk's comments follow President Trump's threat to cancel government contracts with two Musk companies, SpaceX and Starlink. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on the ongoing fight between Harvard and the Trump administration.
Harvard has filed a legal challenge over President Trump's ban on foreign students. The legal challenge from Harvard calls President Donald Trump's move to block foreign students illegal retaliation for the school's rejection of White House demands. In a complaint filed Thursday, Harvard called the president's action an end run around a previous court order. Last month, a federal judge blocked the Department of Homeland Security from revoking Harvard's ability to host foreign students. The filing attacks Trump's legal justification for the action, a federal law allowing him to block a class of aliens deemed detrimental to national interests. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The mayor of Kyiv says a nighttime missile and drone attack on Ukraine killed at least 4 people and injured 20 others. Russia targeted at least 6 regions across the country with over 400 drones and 44 missiles in one of its largest coordinated attacks of the 3-year war. Veterans, world leaders, and thousands of others are gathered in Normandy, France for the 81st anniversary of D-Day. The event is being marked with parachute jumps, ceremonies, parades, and historical reenactments. The D-Day 1944 invasion of Nazi-occupied France was a pivotal moment in World War II. It led to the collapse of Adolf Hitler's regime. This is AP News. A private lunar lander from Japan crashed while attempting a touchdown Friday, the latest casualty in the commercial rush to the moon. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Tokyo-based company iSpace has declared the mission a failure several hours after communication was lost with the lander. Communication ceased less than 2 minutes before the spacecraft's scheduled landing on the moon with a mini rover. Until then, the descent from lunar orbit seemed to be going well. 2 years ago, the company's first moonshot ended in a crash landing, giving rise to the name Resilience for its successor lander. Resilience was carrying a rover with a shovel to gather lunar dirt, as well as a Swedish artist's toy-sized red house for placement on the moon's dusty surface. Company officials say it's too soon to know whether the same problem doomed both missions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News. Have a good morning.